still in critical condition. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Five people wounded in last night's shooting spree at Michigan State University. Three others were killed. Many more panicked.
So scary hearing all of them saying they're like underneath their bed and they're barricading their doors and like crying. They hear screaming.
Overnight, police are revealing that the suspected shooter did not have any affiliation to the university. Now, authorities also confirming that he was found dead from the self-inflicted gunshot wound off campus. His name has not yet been released to the public. We're getting reports that the Michigan State Police bomb squad is outside the home of the suspected shooter.
That's Fox's Brooke Singman. A man's in custody in New York City after driving down Brooklyn sidewalks, apparently targeting pedestrians and cyclists and scooter riders until police stopped him. One was killed, eight others injured.
At this time, we have no indication that there is any terrorism involvement.
NYPD Commissioner Keyshawn Sewell, the suspect's son, says his dad had mental health issues. They keep finding people alive in the rubble 8 days after the earthquakes rocked Turkey and Syria. An 18-year-old's been rescued along with two brothers.
A 17-year-old and his 21-year-old brother have somehow survived some 200 hours in the rubble of a building in Karamanmaraş. These stories becoming rarer every day. Rescue work is continuing, though, with extra resources being poured into helping those now homeless.
Fox's Jonathan Savage, the number of deaths now over 37,000. The full Senate will get a classified briefing this morning on the three objects blown out of the sky a week after the Chinese spy balloon was downed after it crisscrossed America.
Lawmakers on both sides had raised concerns over how information was being relayed to them, some noting that they were learning more from news reports on TV than the Biden administration directly. So the focus of today's briefing will be on the three objects so far unidentified that have been shot down over Alaska, Canada, and Lake Huron since Friday.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Classes and activities in Michigan State University are canceled today and tomorrow after last night's shooting spree that left three dead and five critically wounded. People in Parkland, Florida can relate. The massacre at Stoneman Douglas High School was 5 years ago today. A gunman, now in prison for life, murdered 14 students and three adults.
Fred Guttenberg's daughter, Jamie, was one of the victims.
This is the year where it's really clear that while other kids Jamie's age have moved on and are living the best years of her life, we don't have it.
In their grief, the family formed orange ribbons for Jamie to honor her by supporting causes that were important to her, recently creating Paws of Love to help families affected by gun violence.
When Jamie was murdered, the very last picture I took of her was the day before, of her holding our, at the time, four-month-old puppy.
That puppy would get him through the toughest of times, so they wanted to give that same support to others. The nonprofit will provide companion dogs to people directly affected by gun violence.
It's Johnny Lewis with Fox 13 in Tampa. T-Mobile says operations are back to near normal after a major outage.
Thousands of T-Mobile users reported their service went out last night, leaving them unable to call or text. The tracking site DownDetector.com says the outage peaked around 10:20 p.m. Eastern Time with more than 83,000 users affected. President of Technology Neville Ray, in a tweet about the outage, blamed a third-party fiber interruption, apologized, and said T-Mobile was working quickly to resolve the issue. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
We'll get an inflation update next hour. Expected to show consumer prices rose last month from December, but the year-over-year increase may have declined slightly, continuing the trend of inflation going down after all those Federal Reserve interest rate hikes. On Wall Street before the update, stock futures are rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.